At 7 o'clock tonight, bells will ring in towns and villages across Vermont. The state plans to mark the first anniversary with a We Are Vermont Strong commemoration. Vermont Irene Recovery Officer Susan Minter says the storm transformed the landscape, communities, and people.
We've been through so much, and there is a need for healing and recovery. The strength of community has been just very powerful, but we have to remember that it is nature that generally wins, and we need to be thinking proactively about how we best accommodate the needs of the natural world, thinking differently about the size of the structures we build and our ways of building roads, thinking differently about where we should and shouldn't develop our communities and businesses. We've learned so much about emergency response and where our vulnerabilities are and where our strengths are. And really, we have learned that we can rebound even after a catastrophic event like this.
Essex County, New York, recovering from spring flooding, was dealt a second and more severe blow as Irene blew through. Town of Jay Supervisor Randy Douglas says the storm has changed the area forever.
It's going to take us at least 5 years to fully recover from the effects of Irene, and it's changed us to realize where we should be building new structures or placing our emergency services, or I don't want to say better prepared, because I thought we were very well prepared for many disasters that had hit us in the past, but I really don't think there was any way we could be fully prepared for what Irene did to us.
The long-term disaster recovery group has been created to coordinate continuing recovery efforts in Clinton and Essex counties, New York. United Way of the Adirondack Region Executive Director John Bernardi will chair the group.
The unmet needs are really quite varied. They are definitely physical in terms of property damage, but there's also a lot of emotional and spiritual and family-oriented issues that need to be dealt with when people are recovering.
Project Hope, a program through the Mental Health Association in Essex County, New York, provides outreach and guidance for people needing aid. Project Hope Program Coordinator for Clinton and Essex Counties, Gretchen Morse, says a year after, there are still many needs.
As the anniversary rolls around, what frequently can happen with any kind of anniversary around a loss or a trauma or a disaster like this is that some of the feelings and thoughts can be re-triggered. So people who were doing really well may find that they're having renewed thoughts or feelings that they thought they had resolved. Folks who may have done pretty well right from the start may suddenly find themselves having some challenging reactions.
Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, during a visit to a recovering farm, cautioned that storms like Irene could be a new normal.
Whether it's the extraordinary storms that have been dumped on Vermont in the last year and a half, or the droughts and lack of water in the food belt of America, or the forest fires that we're hearing about raging all throughout the West, the biggest forest fires in the history of keeping records, all of this is a result of the rampant effects of climate change that will leave our kids and our grandkids and our future farmers with a much more challenging planet to live in. We need to take care of Vermont, and every single day have in our heads that there's more of this that lies ahead.
Long-term recovery committees continue to work with Irene survivors in both New York and Vermont. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.